Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 67. Today, we are doing the most addictive things, not counting drugs. And drugs includes alcohol in this case. Today, we don't have Tommy's out storm chasing. Che is at in Indianapolis, I believe, for the combine. And Francis is out. I think he had major surgery.
Francis?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think he had to get like something crazy. I forget what it was, like an appendectomy.
No. He was cut from Mean Girl Pod.
That was the cut. Yes. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, no Francis, but instead we got Mush, we got Robbie Fox for the first time, and we got Rudy back.
What's up?
Yeah, so I think we have a good crew to determine what the most addictive things
are. You guys addicted? You're addicted to nicotine, right?
Yeah.
Clemmer's addicted to booze. He's not here, but...
I've been candy mode lately. I think that
candy.
Might be mine.
You're addicted to knives, dude.
Oh yeah,
I'm addicted to knives.
Yeah,
lifesavers for me.
Love Take Fives, man.
Yeah, you love Take Fives. Do you have one?
That's the pretzel one, right?
Yeah. Oh, good.
I don't like salt and sweet together. What?
Fucking crazy.
Like what everyone likes.
Yeah.
Isn't like salt
the best?
It's almost not possible.
I don't think I like chocolate.
You're just making it worse.
Straight chocolate is kind of iffy.
Like a Hershey's bar is the most.
You know, like a good like Hershey's
is
kiss.
The most boring thing in the world.
I love a Hershey's bar.
I think it's just like eh.
You ever have a Hershey's s'mores bar?
You'll be at like the impulse section, the impulse buy of like a Duane Reade, and you'll pick out just a plain Hershey.
Yeah,
never.
That's crazy.
You're nutty.
Yeah, I will.
Like not a
no nuts.
No nuts.
Yeah. You're the opposite of.
Like you would pick like a Hershey bar over a Snickers or a Milky Way. Like if it was those right in front of you.
Over those, if you offer me those three, yeah. But like, if I'm on the checkout, I'll get a Kit Kat or like a Milky Way.
Kit Kat's
the
way to go.
Is the first answer, I think.
I believe Kit Kat counts under the sweet and salty. There's like the salty wafer, no?
You are mentally challenged.
That ain't salty.
Unless you take salty wafer.
Ooh, this Kit Kat's making me thirsty.
That's what happens when Tommy's not here.
Tommy would have said that.
Oh my god.
Ken Jack's fucking
Kit Kat salty.
Tommy's have fucking Frank salt packets fucking put it on your Kit Kats.
When Tommy's not here, the autism just transfers right
to you.
Ooh.
No.
This Kit Kat.
I need something salty.
I need a beard or okay, first matchup of the day. 12 seed. This is from Nate. I think it's actually a really good suggestion. When you're a kid, sledding down a hill. Just because, when you think about it, when you sled...
No, wait.
First of all, Nate was pushed.
So just attack
every single
wait,
time.
No. Just wait. Think about when you sled down a hill on a snowy day, whatever it is. You go up that hill more times than your stamina should ever allow you to do.
You actually didn't. You never intentionally slide down a hill once.
What do you mean, exactly?
Like, you'll go again.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah.
That's
no, I'm defending it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you keep going up over and over and over again. When you're a kid, it's the funnest thing in the world.
Sled riding.
Yeah, sled riding down the hill.
I'm not sure it's the funnest thing in the world. It's just, like, something you
in that
do
moment.
When it happens. It's not like you, like, go on a trip to go sledding.
If I could go sledding down a hill instead
state
of
lines to be like I have,
just,
to
you only do it when you have off from
hill.
School, like a snow day, and you're like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, it's the walking up that makes it not addictive.
Yeah,
I've never been sledding. I've never done it.
If it was all downhill,
you got a good body for it.
Yeah,
you have a good sled body. I could see you in a saucer,
but I got the bad circulation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You
can't really do the sledding.
What does that mean?
I got the Raynaud's.
Fingers will fall right off.
Heard of the Nauds? Fingers fall right off, yeah. Mm. They turn white, fall off. Also, people on that are just looking at the graphic of this are going to think we sneakily threw coke into the bracket. It's just a bunch of things that aren't drugs and then sledding.
Oh, yeah. People are going to know what we... Yeah.
And it's also like people are going to look at that and be like, that's not addicting at all. So it must be mean coke.
It's mean coke.
It's not a secret. It's just actual sledding. I think to the hill point, though, the fact that you continue to go up the hill just to go down a hill in 2 seconds on a sled makes it addictive.
I would argue, though, that maybe the walk up is makes
don't
it
even
better.
Care what you're about. Oh, my God.
Oh, because the reward.
Going down?
The reward. Yeah, because then you're like looking.
No, he's saying it makes the it makes it more.
No way. Because have you been to like a ski resort where they have the tubing and you just grab onto the rope and it pulls you back up in the tube?
That sounds way better.
Sounds
that
awesome.
That is better, but my point being is that like the lag time.
You're saying
you always enjoy something more when you worked for it.
Like the roller coaster when it goes tick, tick, tick. You like that part better.
Yeah, but I like the roller coasters where it just starts off, drop.
That's
how I built them in Tycoon.
I have a grudge against sledding.
Why?
We for some reason had like four guys on one sled, all on top. I was on the bottom. We went too far into the parking lot.
Wait, they were all on top of you?
All on top of me. And
your childhood is the gayest thing I've ever every time
you were
tell
the
us about
gayest
it.
Little boy.
But we went further than like the sledding area and went into the parking lot. My teeth fucking scraped the entire parking lot.
Oh my God.
Oh, you got curb stomped basically?
Yeah, basically.
Wait, so it just shaved them down?
Shaved down. That's why these are new chicks.
The fake ones, yeah.
Yeah, the fake. The real ones were just chipped.
My college roommate, Sean Black, basketball player, lowered the net.
I know this.
Lowered
this
the net to do a dunk competition. He goes up and his teeth get caught in the net.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
He goes to the hospital. Oh, he goes, gets back to his place. His teeth are still up there in the net.
Oh, that's probably still up there till today.
Cool, actually. Yeah, because then he had fake teeth, but they were in a retainer. So at college parties, he'd sneeze and catch them. Yeah.
Imagine imagine, did you guys shoot on the basket after and hear his teeth clanging?
Oh, no. We took the teeth out.
Yeah, nothing but bone.
Hey, while we're on the topic of teeth coming out, first kick ever thrown in UFC history, yes. UFC 1. Dude, kick someone in the face. No mouth guards were being worn at that point. So all the dude's teeth just inserted into this guy's foot. Yep. And he had to fight three more times that night. So he just taped up
the
foot.
He had to fight three more times that night.
Maybe it was two. Different. Taped up the foot, fought a couple more times, almost died because the teeth in his foot got infected.
What a moronic profession.
Yeah.
It really is.
Back then, and that was like this, like, he was like a kind of little bit slimmer French dude, right? And he was facing this massive man.
French kickboxer versus a sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
No time limit, no rules.
I saw that. Dude, the crazy thing about early UFC is that even if you took it back to the Roman era of gladiators and you showed them that, they'd be like, oh, this is a step too far.
Yeah. There were no rules. You could punch in the dick and it was just frowned upon.
Hmm.
These two, really? So,
these two are fake, too.
You got fakes?
As hockey, I think that's like a rite of passage, right?
Well, it actually wasn't from hockey. All my injuries were really dumb, not hockey-related injuries. I broke these two front teeth doing a kickflip.
Oh, that's cool. That's super cool.
That's a really high kickflip.
I was getting ready to go to hockey practice. And I think I was
hockey's involved
13. Okay. I was 13, and at the time, me and my friends were really into skateboarding. We were hockey players that were player skateboarders.
That's
like
common.
The coolest I ever was.
Yeah.
And right before I put my bag in the trunk, I was waiting for my mom to drive me, and I was like, I'll just throw down on a quick kickflip to get the vibes up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the kickflip, and then my front foot didn't land on the board, and my back foot did, and I was leaning over, and I just hit the back of the board, and it just went like straight into the front of my teeth. It was like a fucking grenade went off.
Oh.
I gotta say one story. My brother, it was hockey related. He played hockey. He was getting undressed. And he took off his skates.
Every fucking story, man. I'm on your fucking
job. Maybe I'm gay. Two teammates came in. They started fighting and got pushed. And as my brother was getting undressed, guy stepped on his foot with an ice skate.
Oh! He was
hanging. It was like he didn't even know what happened because it was so bad. So he was just sitting there like everyone's like, oh, my God. And he looked down, his blood everywhere. And it just hanging on. His foot's like hanging on.
Did he have a scar?
Oh, yeah.
Where did it cut off, his foot?
It was like right in the middle, like right here.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank God it wasn't a toe.
He's lucky he has a foot. But, yeah, I saw the whole thing. And Rudy just got his eyes sharpened. Like at the
that makes
and he was like 250 pounds.
Jesus.
I don't know. I knew like one person that was that growing up on Long Island that was even remotely interested in hockey, like playing hockey.
Yeah,
it's hard.
No, it is
two rinks.
It is very true.
Hard and expensive.
It was in Superior Ice Rink. Was in Comac and Dix Hills.
Yes, I went to that one.
What hills?
Dix Hills.
Oh hell yeah!
Dix.
So what?
Oh, actually, kind of cool. Oh,
not for Marty.
Yeah. Shout out Dix Hills. Yeah. Fucking place sucks. Bad school. Anyway, they're going up against the number 5 seed. We've kind of like used this one in different brackets in different forms, but someone suggested Hanging with the Boys.
Oh God damn it! Oh, no, we God, can't have no. it.
And I was like, It's right. It's correct. But like. It's won so many different things.
I'll put it on the social graphic, but let's swap.
Let's swap it with Pez.
Swap it with Pez?
Yeah. Nobody's Pez. Nobody's ever filled up their Pez and then like saved some for like you eat it all.
Yeah.
I'll swap it with Pez right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What Pez. Was your did you have like a favorite Pez head growing up?
Oh man, probably Yoda.
Yeah.
Yoda was a good one. There was a Darth Vader one.
Yeah, he was a classic. I should have collected.
That used to be like way more of a thing. Like, I had a science teacher, of course, who had just a Pez collection.
It's the most science
on their
teacher
desk.
Move ever.
Yeah.
Surprised it didn't take off more.
Oh, there
Pez, it took off pretty well.
They were massive.
They did well.
Trash.
You've never had the raspberry. Raspberry Pez is very good.
Yeah, it is. And grape, I like, too.
Yeah.
It's almost like Smarties, right? Like
Smarties are better.
Gross.
Smarties are
gross. No, they're too chalky.
Galactically better.
Pez is too chalky.
Pez is chalkier than Smarties.
Pez sucks.
The chalk is the best part.
There was a kid in our high school that sold Percocet out of a Pez.
That's kind
of
cool. Yeah. Sick. That's really cool, actually. Dope, damn.
That's he's probably doing pretty good today.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah.
So Marty,
still sold Percocet.
Yeah. You'll go first, Marty. Sledding on a hill versus Pez.
For sure, Pez, because my teeth is bad. Well, actually, thank you to sledding. I got probably better teeth. But Pez was we only got Pez because you wanted the fucking head, and you're right. You didn't eat a half.
Don't want it to this day.
You just kept doing it to open up the head.
I've never found a Pez dispenser and be like, oh, there's candy in here.
Yeah,
it's always. I've never.
Always empty.
Yeah.
Something about the noise it makes too when you pull off when you pull the head up. Yeah.
Yep.
You always get stuck to at some point. They're never like fluid. Yeah.
KB.
Not even a hater. I don't think either of these are.
Mm-hmm.
I would do like 3 to 8 runs max for sledding, and I would never finish Pez. I want more.
Mm, but you would finish the Pez.
Sledding is more fun.
Okay. Sledding.
I guess I would have to go Pez because I've never sledded before. It'd feel disingenuous to go sledding.
That's fair. Rudy?
I never was a huge candy sweet tooth other than Gushers. And I love sledding. Love it.
Are fruit snacks and gummies on this?
Oh, there's other
are addictive.
Gushers.
Yeah. There are snacks of other kinds on here.
Because the portions are so small.
Yep. Anything miniature is addictive.
Also, the packaging of Gushers, that paper.
Yeah.
The way, like,
it was
the
like
style,
a hard plastic.
It was like a more papery. It was so.
Was it like the wax paper back then? I don't remember.
It wasn't like wax. It was like foil.
You could rip it.
My mom never got me Gushers.
I'm feeling it now, and it's good.
It was like foil and combined
foil,
paper and stuff.
It was like a thick, like, it was like in between paper and not cardboard, but it was just a really
almost
nice, nice packaging. Anyways, I'm gonna go sledding just because I got a lot more joy out of that. I never really Pez's. I looked at them and I was like, okay, well, never really got that into it.
I really want to know what these are made of now. You incepted this in my head, Nick.
I would go up to Ogilvy Park, go up to sled. They had the best hill, and the thing was like, the hill was so long that my mom would pick me up at the bottom and drive me up.
Oh wow.
Wow, that's nice.
Go again. I'm going Pez.
Ooh.
You Pez. Better. You suggested it, yeah.
Pez going from behind. All right, next matchup, number 4 seed. It's cranking the hog, but we're including porn underneath the banner because it's not like you're who's dry jerking?
Cranking the hog is addicting?
Yeah.
How many times can you do it in a row?
No, not necessarily in a row. Just the fact that you continuously
it is
do
an
it.
Addiction.
Yeah,
throughout going life, therapy. Jerking off.
Yeah,
I guess.
I would say daily as an adult's kind of.
That's a bit much.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
and I mean, Bob, you try to go 19 days.
I didn't try. I did.
Yeah, but my point being is your body revolted. You went through withdrawals and you had a nocturnal emission.
Were you a minor when we had you do that?
No, I had just turned 18. Yeah,
that's how you celebrate.
One of the first things Erica told me as an intern, she was like, you wrote a really good blog yesterday. And I was like, what blog was that? Oh, yeah, it was the blog about not coming. She said someone from the Wall Street Journal like sent it to her and was like, you got someone good on your hands. I swear.
Holy shit.
We're on the cutting edge of NoFap.
You were.
I pretty much was. Yeah. I might have started the no-fat movement.
You're the face of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Franz Ferdinand
you,
of no-fat.
You should run it back like this many years later.
No.
See if you can still do it.
I was just thinking it'd be a funny... It's funny that you were 18 and you went 19 days. Like, what if you had a tradition where every time your birthday, you had to one-up however old you were?
I don't know, because it wasn't like I decided, like, all right, 19 days, like, I'm going to fucking crank a load here. I woke up and I was like, well, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the load, 19.
Yeah, so cranking the hog, including porn underneath this banner, because is anyone jerking off, like, not porn?
I had a buddy that did it.
What do you,
why are you acting like literature. This is like the rarest thing?
I thought
a
it was
friend
shocking.
Of a friend once.
It was shocking to me.
What did he jerk off to?
Imagination.
Well, he would watch, like, he said that he would watch a little bit of porn, get the mind going, and then shut it down, and then go, you know, freestyle.
How? Like,
but even if you're
thinking of the porn, then
yeah. So I guess
what's
I,
even
I
the point? Like, why not? Why do you shut the porn down?
When I was a kid, I used to like music videos.
Music oh videos. God. Oh yeah. Christina Aguilera, yeah. Dirty.
Just Simpson, Dukes of Hazzard video.
Yeah, Fergalicious like, video.
Slave for you.
Slave for you.
Yeah.
God.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh yeah, all of them getting thrown on the bed. That
movie with a nude scene. There was
Black Swan was big.
Yeah.
No, it's too old for that. It's
too old for that.
Yeah.
Too old for Black Swan? Mila Kunis, Natalie Portman?
Were they naked in it?
They were going down on each other in it is what they were doing.
But that was like 2010.
I've never jacked off to that either. I need
dick. I was like 10 when that came out. That was pretty big.
I need dick. I truly do.
Was it the part where she masturbates in bed and then rolls over and sees her mom sitting there?
I haven't seen that movie in 10 years.
I haven't seen
it
at all.
I have no recollection of what you just said.
Oh, yeah. Very awkward scene.
So that's going...
Look, all Ken Jack's porn is blurry.
It's so blurry. Yeah. Pixelated like you would not believe.
Tentacles.
All you can see is tentacles and Tomi Tanaka. That's the only two things you can see.
I am always so ashamed of myself when I get Ken Jack's references.
Yeah.
There's no worse feeling.
Yeah. You should be.
You consider yourself a weeb?
You shouldn't have.
I don't know, Gucci. What do you think?
You're in that territory. Where you have to pause.
You're not
because weebs are like
you're not otaku territory.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a totally different thing.
And Jack, you're wearing wooden block sandals.
Those of you listening, it's true. There's like two different levels of like otaku's.
No idea what a weeb is.
No, me and Mush are looking at each other.
Oh, it's a white man obsessed with Japanese culture. Oh, any non-Japanese.
Okay.
So like
he's got a Studio Ghibli poster at his desk.
Of course he's a weeb. There's Jamal Williams, the running back for the Lions, I would say, is a weeb.
Yeah, but there's two levels up. There's the otaku who are like obsessed with like anime, manga, like all this shit, and they like their life is dependent around. There's like posters in their room. There's fucking like they have the what are the pillows called?
The waifu pillows.
The waifu pillows are like daimescus or something like that. It's like
good guess.
It's like a body pillow with an anime girl like printed onto it.
It's not like a sexual thing. They just want it the comfort of sleeping.
But it is also a sexual
thing. I've seen these dudes in the chat rooms. They're racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody with an anime like avatar on like any social media, racist person in the world.
They're funny too.
Yeah. They're very racist.
Anime like a show?
Anime is Japanese animation.
Like Dragon
Pokemon,
Ball Z.
Dragon Ball
whatever.
Z, Naruto.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Also comic books, correct?
Comic books.
Yeah.
Manga.
Yes.
They're reading them right to left.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
Backwards.
I could do that.
Yeah. Oh, they're fire.
Rudy would just burn through it. That's how he's been reading.
Yeah. Finally, someone understands me.
Rudy's fluent in Japanese.
In Arabic. Rudy knowing Arabic would be sick.
Oh, man.
Through the Quran with Rudy.
Got banned, dude. I can't.
Dude, you should, for Twitch, learn do Duolingo on Twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
I don't think it's possible.
You should do Rosetta Stone on there. Just learn a different language.
Yeah, that'll be a fun watch.
Probably would.
Having like a tutor teach you on a Twitch stream would actually be kind of funny.
It would be.
Dave could do it.
Yeah.
I had a lot of tutors.
Or do like Braille.
Oh, learn Braille.
Learning. I would rather learn sign language.
ASL would be cool.
I mean, everyone here has gone to our hotel room and pressed the Braille on the room number.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fun to touch. Anyway, Cranking the Hog is going up against the 13 seed. This is replied with a little bit, and I think we've had conversations about it before. Chapstick. Because with Chapstick, people who use Chapstick, they're addicted to it because they can't stop using Chapstick. Otherwise, their lips get way more chapped than any regular person that doesn't use Chapstick.
This is a heavyweight bout.
Am I starting?
you're starting Chapstick versus Cranking the Hog.
I'm not a big beat off guy. I don't know if it's because of like seeing your reflection in the mirror. There's a lot of shame I get.
You jerking
I get,
off in front of a mirror?
No, not mirror? The mirror. Not the mirror. The
screen.
Laptop screen. Yeah.
Woo!
Nick just jerking it off.
Jerking off like American Psycho. Yeah, baby. You look why?
It's, you're doing like the fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it just takes me so long to bust. It's just hard to look at myself.
Yeah. That was mean. I'd come so fast looking at myself, dude. No, I am so addicted to Chapstick. I panic when I leave the house without it. I'll have to like stop and get some. Like I've been losing it so much. I got this big ass one.
Whoa.
God. It's a like a fucking dildo.
That looks like a vape rig.
Yeah. But it's my stick. I put it on probably every.
It's actually really smart, though.
You get more lip. And like.
You're not going to lose it.
Wait, show it off for the camera real quick.
Show it to him.
Oh, my stick?
Yeah. You have like a butt plug full of Chapstick.
See that Nicky sticky?
It's huge. That is a massive thing of Chapstick.
Like, if any of you guys kissed me, it would be like, wow. Plush. Frictionless, even.
Yeah.
Very slide lovely. Right off.
Okay, so one for Chapstick.
This is tough for me. I love beating off.
Hey, you do.
It rules, dude. It's the best.
That'd be good for Twitch.
Huh?
That'd be good for Twitch.
No.
Crank, yeah. I have to go on kick for that. But I am a historic Chapstick addict. I mean, I used to get clowned all the time in high school because I would apply it just like all over my face. Because
off of your lips?
Like the Joker?
Yeah, that's where it gets chapped, and I licked my lips a lot. I still do, which is why I get chapped lips. So I honestly don't know what way to go on this. I really love both, but I don't.
When was the last time you put on Chapstick?
5 minutes ago.
When was the last time you beat off?
Last night.
I thought you were going to say shorter.
3 minutes ago.
But I honestly can't envision a world without Chapstick.
Mm.
So I have to go Chapstick.
Two for Chapstick.
It's wild. I'm not a Chapstick guy. People could probably realize that if they watch any of my videos or podcasts because my lips are always chapped.
Do you get comments?
No.
Every once in a while, I'll just
I notice it. Comments. You know, I'll be like, oh, shit, I probably should have worn Chapstick.
You don't have
that
much
day.
Of a top lip, though.
No, I don't. I got that Tina Fey lip.
Yeah. Yeah, see, me and Nick
I was in the Stooge comp.
Yeah. So like, I'll go beating off.
A lot of surface area.
Yeah, I like jerking off.
Yeah. I just realized, since we're man down, I'll vote on these two. I will also go with beating off. So that Gooch could tie break if we get the opportunity. Maybe.
It's beating off.
Beating off.
If you could beat off without cleanup, I would do it way more.
How difficult is the cleanup? How big are your loads?
It's annoying.
They're insane.
It's annoying.
Straight into the toilet.
Fucking insane.
And there's also nothing worse than if you beat off and you're just like kind of just disappointed in it. You're like, damn,
oh,
I'm not really
yeah.
bringing it.
Like a ghost load.
Dude, yeah. Yeah.
You're not bringing it. That is a dark feeling for me personally. I don't know about you guys.
That is more depressing
post-nut
than
clarity. Yeah,
it's worse than post nut clarity when like you have a bad nut.
Yes,
I've never had that shame that other people talk about.
Oh, I do.
I've had
it. Just by that,
you're like, hell yeah.
My brain turns on and then it's immediately off and then on to the next.
Like a robot.
Yeah, I've never felt any type of bad.
I'd love to know what type
of feel any type of feeling.
It's pure sexual, and it turns off and then I'm done.
All right.
I would love to see the porn that KB beats off to, because I feel like you would beat off to like concepts.
No.
Like you, like
he would beat off
hexagon.
He would beat off to like a bridge, like
yeah, exactly.
Like civil engineering.
No,
like a list of cities.
No,
a county map.
It's,
yes, a county. You definitely jerked off to a county map.
No, I don't. I enjoy maps, but not
you.
It's ass pussy body.
Body.
You gotta have one of those. Yeah.
What's the
head? Do you need a head, or are you a no face person?
I mean, yeah, I like face.
All right.
What's the most unconventional area of the woman you're attracted to?
None of that weird shit.
None of that?
Mm-mm.
It's ass pussy. That's good.
Just dick ass pussy. That's
no,
what you need?
Kyle's a vanilla ass fuck.
Yeah.
Dick ass pussy's on
me. Yeah, pretty much.
Not even boobs.
No, we took a freak test. You were like bottom left quadrant of that grid, vanilla.
No, yeah.
Strictly procreation fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chapstick. When I wake up, if I don't put Chapstick on before bed, my lips are in absolute shambles.
All right, Goochman, you're breaking the tie.
I can't. This is insane.
Yeah, this is insane.
I swear.
Talking about addictions, things that we can't help but do.
I like Chapstick, sure.
jacking off. I can't live without that. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Yes, you can.
I can't. I think guys just say that all the time just to say it.
You think you could just forever just not jerk off?
People pretend to be hornier than they are.
Yes, exactly.
Brother, this is not pretending.
I'll say this. This is the only thing I can foresee beating jerking off for me is chapstick.
Chapstick? Well, wow. Cranking the Hog is going to win off the Gooch tiebreaker. Next up, we have the number 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 8 seed is, it's hard to explain exactly, but like the early morning sleep snoozing. Like, you know, when like you're like, oh, I'll wait another 10 minutes. And like that addiction cycle.
Time goes so fast, too.
That sleep is 500 times better than your regular overnight.
That's when I dream the most, too.
Exactly.
Because of this thing called, I read up on it. It's called acute.
Yeah, like that.
It's called acute REM rebound. That's why that happens. Because like if you're in REM cycle and you wake up and then you go back to sleep, you shoot even further down.
No kid. You just
deeper.
That's why you have more vivid dreams if you wake up at like 5 and go back to sleep. Fun fact.
That's going up against number 9 seed. This is another one a little tougher to phrase, but just like when the honeymoon period of you and your significant other. So like the, you know, like in the first month or so of dating.
That's addicting.
That's addicting one. That's not addicting.
Listen, I just keep dating and dumping.
Yeah. I don't know if that's addicting.
Hear it out.
Making a girl?
No, hear it out.
Your relationships just go to shit.
The addiction is to the significant other for that first month. So like you need to be with this person as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, I get it.
Couldn't be me.
Right. definitely could not be rude.
You like a drug and I can't quit you.
Yeah, don't say shit like that. But it's like.
That's what you're saying.
It is what I'm saying, but don't say it out loud to them.
Right. Yeah, okay.
It's true. So that's the 9 versus the 8 seed. Marty, you're up first.
Snooze is, there's really not much better than that snooze button. Mm-hmm. Do you know any people that set alarms?
Me.
You're the one of those?
Purposely 2 hours early.
Wake up just to make sure you have another hour or something?
Yeah.
How long are you doing in advance?
It depends. I used to do like 2.5 hours.
That's
and then
insane.
Like increments. It's a great feeling.
Oh, my brother does the same thing. It's like 7 a.m. You have to wake up at 9. It's like, what are you doing? Because it would wake me up too. It's stupid.
I have the opposite where I don't have to wake up until noon. But now I'm up at 8.
Dude, I feel like such a hero when I wake up at like 9 a.m. I'm embarrassed, though.
No, 9 o'clock, I'm like, oh, how are people? I'm up. I'm the only one up in the world right now.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people have been at work.
I feel like
such a fucking bum.
I'm done feeling that guilt. I see people on TikTok every day in the life. Their job is to fire. I fired off a few emails and then went to a pop-up shop. It's like that's their job.
Yeah,
firing
really
off emails. I don't know what they're doing.
I think about it too. Like when I would go to whatever jobs I had before, it would be the same thing. Except instead of when I would get to work early, I would be doing nothing.
Exactly.
I'd be doing nothing until 12.
Yeah. A lot of people's jobs can all be done in 2 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You have to.
So you're paid to just be around. It's
From 9 to 12, I'm not doing.
What's the average amount of work like somebody does a day?
Like
4 or 5
no,
hours
max.
I think on Mince's emails, it's
depending
like
depending on who
things.
You are.
Yeah. Well, it's 3, and then he just says the same things in video form.
Yeah, but we don't know how long other stuff takes.
That is true.
Other stuff.
Other stuff takes up the majority of my life.
Hugs for the cause. Anything
Hugs for the
like
cause.
That.
Big
yeah.
time. Yeah.
36 days away.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting up. We're in the territory right now. So that's one for early morning sleep and snooze. KB.
That.
Early morning sleep and snooze, Robbie?
I got to go early morning sleep and snooze. I do that pretty much every morning.
Whatever
also,
brain chemical that is, I think, a drug.
Yeah.
The other one still is, like, I get it, but I don't know if addicting's the word I would use to describe the feeling.
It's not like it's hard to explain because it's not like you're addicted to, like, just doing that exact honeymoon phase over and over again with different women, but that month or whatever where, like, you need to see this person maximum amount of times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's weird. Okay, so that's 3 for early morning sleep. I'll vote for it too because that's just the thing I obviously experience more now. But Rudy,
yeah, I mean, I'm starting to understand a little more the honeymoon thing. Like, you know, early on when that phone lights up, you feel really good.
Yeah,
but the hitting the snooze button is the closest thing you can do to morphine.
Yeah,
without doing a drug, it is truly like. Doing an opiate, that hitting that button,
it's instant relief.
Instant relief.
I literally overslept today because I did that.
Yeah,
I do it great. I loved
it. Every day. Also, the people you were talking about, KB on TikTok, I see all the time. They're like, I wake up at 4:30, fire off a few emails, and I was thinking about it, and they're like, okay, so you think you're better than me? think you're better than all of us because you wake up at 4:30.
Iron off.
I would.
But then I was thinking, I was like, okay, I stay up till 3 a.m. The day is still only 24 hours. If I stay up late, there's still no real difference. Like staying up late and working on things, it's like you're just doing things at a different time of the day. Yeah. It doesn't really necessarily
matter. Real shit's happening from 12 to 7.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they're telling you to go to sleep for a reason.
Exactly.
Was that one dude that on TikTok that was saying, like, you have 3 days in a day or something?
Oh, that was hilarious. That was,
you know, you have 9 days in a week.
Wait, was it?
Was it the guy who said he stayed up for 17 hours straight?
No, he basically basically thought that he like glitched the system by like sleeping like one less hour a day than the normal person. So he's like, if you add up all the hours that I'm gaining from that, I have worked 380 days in a year, and it's like the time doesn't.
And suck my cock.
Yeah,
fuck that. We were just talking about that too. What you just said. Like, it's crazy. Guys just tell everyone to suck their dick to other guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
all the time.
I would never tell that to a girl.
But it's like
never. Not a million years.
No, we were saying it's the same. Like, if you said to a dude as a diss, like you're like mad at him, like suck my dick. If you were just like slap my ass, it would hit so different. But it's sort of the same. Genre of
it's the same genre, I guess.
Yeah, it's sort of like a very
jerk me off would be funny.
Jerk me off.
Yeah. Oh, it's just that doesn't roll off the tongue well at all.
Bro, spit in my ass. You know what I mean? Like
that's from Blue Mountain State, where when he gets into fights, jerk me off right now. Jerk me off. So the guy's like, all right, no, I won't.
But it's snooze, no question.
Did you watch the show, Nick?
I'm kind of swayed on like the honeymoon period. You have me thinking like.
I'm not going to admit it.
I get annoyed so easily.
I'm not going to admit that I fall head over heels.
Head over heels?
You know I fall hard. You know when I fall hard.
Yeah, KB looks like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Aston hard. No, it's just like, we're men. We're adult men. And that early stage of a relationship, you like kissing.
Yeah.
Best thing in the world.
Kissing is. I just can't get enough of those kisses.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're not passing this one through.
Yeah, smooches.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm gonna change my vote now, the more we're talking about it.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, I can't wait to go kiss her.
Yeah. That's how addictive it is.
I need you guys to stop.
I'm voting for the honeymoon stage.
Dude, butterflies.
I'll be honest, this kind of works too when you like make a new friend and you're like, this guy's really cool.
You're so excited to chill with him.
That is the friend thing's crazy when you're like, I need to hang out with this guy.
Yeah, yeah, ASAP.
I'm sick.
Text him.
And when you're afraid to double text a new friend, you're like, they didn't respond to this one, but I don't know if I should. Yeah, that's tough. You send them a YouTube video, you hope they like it.
Semi-famous, and then you're like, don't know how to text him again after.
That's hard.
I'm like, nice to meet you, bro. Like, like, all right, thanks, man.
You guys have the moment of like, you don't know what you're doing when a semi-famous person follows you on Twitter. For the next 24 hours, you're like, my Twitter is a new place. I'm going to tweet about
you only
things
think
that
about
are...
your feed from the perspective of them looking.
Exactly.
Oh, my feed
that
fucking
was
sucks.
First time.
Just dozen retweets.
When you get hired and Dave follows you, and you're like, followed me now, so that's different. But
it's freedom.
So he followed.
Oh, it is. I forgot it felt good.
He followed me during like that period. 6 months before I got hired.
That's scary.
It was real scary, and so it was like I felt like I was really under the microscope of like because I was trying to get a job.
Yeah, it's very I had a director follow me recently, and I was just like trying to curate my timeline for them. I was tweeting more about movies, and I was just like less about dick ass pussy stuff, and just feels I don't like the feeling.
Dude, do you ever check on like any of your famous followers and see if they're still following?
John Maron followed me. John Maron followed me and it pissed me off.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Trent actually unfollowed me within one day of following me when I was hired as an intern. I made it one night and he goes, nope, too
fucking
much.
Fucking asshole.
He's a bad guy. He's
he goes,
a bad
the
bad guy.
Wrestling
bad
gifts.
Bone.
Yeah, he was out on that. So dude, made it one day.
Bad, one Jeff D. Lowe still does not follow me back on Instagram.
Wow.
And I sat through every single one of those weekend posts.
Yeah, dude, yeah, what a warrior. We all
those
survived that.
For Jeff, yeah.
Now that was funny, Cook.
Jesus Christ. All right. The snooze button's going to move on, although I still think the. We all resonated with the honeymoon. That's all I'm saying. You guys all shit talked it and you all agreed with it.
I was about to keep adding elements.
So fucking pompous, by the way.
Everyone was like afraid to sound gay about liking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like, that was a bad conversation. Fucking these guys are bothered to change my how I tweet. Yeah,
yeah. You know that relatable feeling.
Every time I retweet, like, you know.
I will say when Shaq followed me, I was like, all right, I'm going to tweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a cool one.
Dude, what, cool. I wonder what Bert Kreischer's thinking when he sees me, like, advertising Black Friday.
Or when you post a picture of a pumpkin.
Oh, I forgot. That is what they see. Fuck. Dude, I'm an all-time bad follow.
Yeah, you both are.
Yeah.
Both are. You're horrible.
The worst one.
You're actually, because you come out of the woodworks with some, like, when you get
reply to somebody.
Yeah, the replies.
I like to reply, but not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The replies have been really funny. All right, so now we have the one seed versus the chain game. Chain game is our playing game.
Yep.
We only have four options. Nothing crazy. Tungsten is the first one. Somebody suggested, and I was like, yeah, well, obviously. We have,
so
what,
dense.
Three, four members here? Of the Tungsten Federation of Greater New York. After that, the pre-dinner bread at a restaurant. I would like to qualify the good bread.
Yes.
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse bread, for
Olive
sure.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden could definitely be on there.
Is bread the most eaten thing in the world?
Rice.
Rice.
Yeah, rice.
One.
Yeah.
Rice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
China.
A lot of Chinese.
I was just about to say that, too.
The world gets me.
China and India.
What's more popular, Morgan Wallen or bread?
After that, ice cream, which I was like in between on, but like,
doesn't do it for me. It's too cold.
It too cold. Brain freeze. Cold, yeah, the dairy.
Mm. You can eat it slow.
4 to 5 scoops, I'm done.
It's colder than yogurt.
Marty, that's a lot.
Oh, no, like my scoops. Oh, scoops.
I scoop you. Banana sundae is my last.
24 scoops.
Jesus Marty.
No, just 4 spoons.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then chewing on stuff.
Wait, Frank?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Dude, I had to go to the orthodontist once because I got a calculator stuck in my braces.
No!
The calculator had these rubber grips on the side, and I was just...
That's the biggest nerd
stuck.
I do. You have a calculator stuck in your mouth.
Like, oh my god!
That's like it was a little. It was like this big. I think I got it for my birthday from sister.
No.
And it got. I was gnawing.
It's not even school assigned.
Stuck in my braces. No, I was in school, but I had like I couldn't get it out.
You got a calculator for your birthday?
Birthdays? Oh, no. So like sister Kathleen the nun would come and you could pick out a small little trinket.
Gotcha.
For your birthday. So I'd gotten it that day.
Gotcha.
Oh, and you're like the Army Hammer of calculators, dude.
Yeah,
exactly.
But people do, like, they'll, like, the sweatshirt strings, they'll fucking still bite on.
I don't do that anymore.
Chew on pens still.
A lot of people
you
I
do.
Don't,
yeah. I guess a couple marks on this one, I think.
I don't chew anymore.
Hey, I just thought of a calculator joke if we would want to pretend that I said this earlier.
Yeah.
Now that's crunching the numbers, eh?
Whoa!
That's a good one.
That's
good. Gooch, edit, Gooch.
Edit that in. Edit that
Bob
in.
Fox with the quick wit.
Yeah. That was a good one. Well, no,
real quick on my feet.
Yeah. Wasn't that quick. It
was you were licking the boobs. Yeah. 8008.
I typed 8008.
Started going to town.
What? I was motorboating the boobs.
What model was that calculator?
It was like a little
TI-32.
Oh, dude, what a setup.
I'm going to cut that.
What model was that?
Oh, man.
A tooth 32.
It's TI-88, idiot.
Yeah, no, they can't chew on one of those.
Can't chew on a graphing calculator.
I have way too no big. Idea what you're saying.
I know.
Yeah. Keep going.
They're jewels, not tools, is what they say.
Is there any other chain candidates anyone wants to add?
I think the bread is
the fire
winner.
Yeah.
Compliments make it? Okay.
We'll get to that.
You're addicted to giving compliments?
Oh, you'll see. We'll save that. Table that conversation.
Okay.
Wait, what was the other one? Ice cream?
Ice cream, tungsten. Shit.
Bread.
And chewing on stuff. And then, yeah, bread. Oh, pre-dinner bread.
It's bread, dude.
There's some bread. Stuff you see and you want to chew on, like a Scrabble tile.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or a poker chip.
Anything?
A good eraser? A
poker chip is good.
Yeah.
Anyone else feel that with erasers?
Yeah, erasers
are good smelling ones.
I think they crumble too easily for me. I want to hear that noise of me going on the poker chip.
Poker chip, definitely.
Yeah.
That we should do a bracket of most edible, non-edible things.
Oh, Stephen Che is going to have a field day with that.
Yeah.
Stephen Che, I don't know if you guys know.
Windowsill?
Windowsill. Yeah. So he used to chew on his windowsills as a child.
And his mom had to put mustard on it so he wouldn't chew on the windowsill. She had to put something edible on the windowsill.
So that he wouldn't eat it. Rudy can't believe it.
What?
I think that's my funniest thing of 2022.
Yeah.
UK mustard proofing is windowsill.
That sounds like a German like fable.
Yeah.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it actually does.
What the fuck?
Dude, it's so fucking funny. Oh my God.
Mustard would just heighten the experience.
I can't believe this is a chain game because bread, it might be my one.
It's not just bread. It's not the broad bread. It's pre-dinner bread.
Free bread. Best bread.
Like I have to sometimes really like say don't eat it because you're not going to eat your meal.
Make yourself full.
So I'll scarf it if I don't like it.
Hmm. Yeah.
What other scarf?
I'll even eat the pumpernickel.
Well, the chips, too.
Oh, fuck the pumpernickel. I don't what's the other pre-bread or pre-meal things they give you?
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa, yeah. I try to think. There's other stuff. Well, there's this one diner I would always go to. They'd give you fucking garbanzo bean salad. Nobody would eat it.
Oh, yeah. Missed it.
TJ Sports Garden did popcorn, but you had to go scoop it yourself. Oh, they had a popcorn machine going at all times.
Like that?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That was good.
Diners always do like coleslaw and a pickle.
Coleslaw and a pickle with your meal.
But not unlimited. I'm thinking of like they come back and refill. That's what adds the addiction part because there's no.
You ever feel bad asking for more bread?
Oh, yeah.
I always do.
No, I don't feel bad about that.
I always do.
Cost them like 10
I think
cents.
It's like coming out of their pocket.
Yeah.
No, it's stupid for sure. I just feel bad.
So we're going to do pre-dinner bread.
I feel fat.
Yeah.
Pre-dinner bread is going up against the number one seed. Most replied with thing, just the internet. The internet access, we could say more specifically. Internet access is something every single one of us has used today. We probably used it within the last 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Fuck.
It is probably the most addicting thing to us. And I don't know what I would do without it. Like, I honestly have no
I think the top 10 could all be, like, internet elements
sub-genre.
Of the internet.
Yeah.
True.
So who do we end with? Marty, we ended with you last time?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so you're up. Internet versus the pre-dinner bread.
I mean, it's definitely the internet, but the pre...
yeah, fuck.
It's just, it's tough. Because internet, for me, it's weird now also because it's our job. So, like, we have to be on there. So I've... feel 20 times more addicted to it. Mm-hmm. But I also, before I worked here, you're on Twitter fucking all the day anyway. When you don't even realize how much you're on the internet.
Yeah.
Because when you're just bored for a second, you're like, oh, let me just pop on Twitter. It's internet.
I might get roasted for this take. I think internet's a necessity. And I don't think it should be on this.
I was about to say that.
I agree.
It now is, but...
I think internet should be a right.
We have to vote for internet, but
I think it's a necessity.
There are people that exist without internet. Like human beings.
Ooh, monks?
Amish?
No, that's like an issue. Like you can attest to that, Nick. Like Appalachia, like there's parts that just do not have fucking internet.
They just don't have it. Like,
yeah, they don't.
There's some neighborhoods in our town where you just can't get high-speed internet yet.
Hmm.
They're probably really happy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, because then they'll come up to Nicky's and they'll just be like, what the fuck is this? This kid used to come to my place, Dakota. He would come to my house. I wasn't friends with him, but he would ask to come over so he could print off pictures.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was a blast. Shit. Printing off
was a great.
Yeah. Printing stuff was fun. Damn. So
listen, the internet is going to win if we're all being honest with ourselves.
Sure, but I think...
You could make an argument that it's a necessity, but like I would say that there are enough humans that exist without constant or any access to internet.
I'm going to get lampooned by the hardos that are commenting online that it's a necessity.
Yeah.
No, it definitely. You can't live without it. You simply can't. I don't like a lot of some people's bills go there.
Bills, emails, like, DocuSign. Now there's nothing. Physical.
I'm not even saying like Twitter and Instagram. No. I'm saying just like normal.
Just internet. That's all this is, by the way. Just pure internet access.
Yeah, I do think it's. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. But even if it is, like it's still addictive.
Yeah. The parts of the internet that are not necessities.
Yeah. That's like saying food is addictive. Like you have to have it.
But you don't actually
like saying shelter
as it is to survive
or sleep is addictive.
You also,
but I guess those are all things you actually need to survive.
But in this day and age, you kind of do.
You could say you need the internet for certain things.
We do.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, we do. There's definitely a size.
Plenty of countries, where they don't have it.
Have internet.
Yeah, but I would say a majority of the time that most people spend online, it's using things that are not necessities.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
By far. It's all things that you could easily go without.
And you go through withdrawal if you don't get it. Like, if I lose Wi-Fi,
I don't have service.
Yeah.
And I hate what I've become.
90% of jobs use internet. Your job is to be on the internet?
In some way, yeah. It's some way related. Like
in America, I'd say over 90.
Yeah. Like even if you're the most blue-collar worker, your order's coming
online. Like if you're a construction person, that's the only thing I can think of.
Still
even
like
then.
Emails in your schedule. And
where you
are.
Even that.
All that shit.
Googling how to build.
Yeah, because they all have no idea.
No clue.
How do they know?
They don't.
They do.
No, they figure it out.
They do figure it out.
Yeah. So far.
Do all those guys know how to build everything?
I don't think so.
I had a lot of friends in the union, man. They're dumb.
Kyle used to work in concrete.
They're so dumb, but they're so smart with their hands.
They're so smart with their hands.
Their hands.
They're geniuses with their hands.
Yeah. I mean, look, Jerry is very good with his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And he is.
Actually, he did try to fix that big hole that's in the middle of the office floor, and it broke immediately.
It got bigger. And I can't hold up on stepping in.
Yeah. They make you think they know what they're doing. And that's why also they get paid overtime a lot, because they just sit there for a while.
Yeah, that's my favorite construction scene thing. It's just there's the one guy that just sits and watches everybody. Yeah. There's usually like three or four guys that sit and watch, and then there's one guy actually digging the hole or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. Okay, so you're going to internet.
Bobby. Have to go internet, I suppose. But
I mean, you could do just social media. And that would be it.
That might be a thing, too, as we go on. I'm voting for internet as well.
Yeah, no, it's internet. I can't. When I was on Surviving Barstool, I was eating dinner one night, and I constantly have to have a YouTube video playing.
Oh wow, I eat. Yeah, I watch YouTube.
Anything
every day.
I do, if I'm brushing my teeth, if my hands are free, there's a video playing.
No
and Jackie
way.
Was like, "Oh, you're an iPad kid," and it was a shocking revelation that it was so true. I have to have a YouTube video.
I'm sort of like that.
I need maybe not a YouTube video, but streaming something
or music.
Yeah, or music.
If I could throw on Spotify in the background, like
first thing I do when I wake up is put on Spotify before I stand up in the morning.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you guys are nuts.
Like Spotify. That
And honestly, before even that, maybe check notifications on your phone. That's another thing that requires.
Yeah,
internet.
No. The worst thing that can happen to me is to allow myself to have a thought.
Mm. See, now that's where I thrive. I have all these.
Some would argue.
Oh, I'm telling you, in my head, you don't know what's going on in there. It's tough to get out. That's what you hear.
Okay.
In there, good games going on. Like when I brush my teeth.
It's just Pong in your head.
It just gets lost in translation.
I play a game every single day in my head.
Imagine
I started brushing teeth with my opposite hand. Apparently, it's very good for your brain.
I tried that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to have like so many cavities.
On, right?
I count my teeth while I'm doing it.
How many you got?
I think last time I counted, I was like 37.
All right.
Is that right?
It's like a Mario Party
game. Different every time you count?
Yeah, sometimes I do miscount, but that's part of the fun of the game.
I think they're starting to blend back there to one big tooth.
Mm. Try it every morning. Don't go on your phone and commute to work. No. Don't try it.
I'm not going
to
count my teeth.
Don't count your teeth, but like you play a game of an over-under thing you see on the way to work. It's very
fun. I've tried that without listening to anything on the way to work. It is very therapeutic.
I listen to no music. I haven't listened to music in my ears in a long time.
But
that's bad for you.
It's weird.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, none of these things are better than a video of a guy cleaning a rug.
No, it's not better, but it's
ooh, the guy cleaning the rug.
I can't leave the house.
One.
I can't go out in public alone without headphones on.
Mm. No, it gives me, like, anxiety. I start to get, like, I don't know what to do. I don't have headphones on. I don't have music playing. Yeah. In an Uber without subway without it. Crazy.
You guys are nuts.
Walking down the street with, like, nothing in my hand, just, like, just feels weird. I don't know.
Like I can't go get lunch without headphones.
Feels like it's wrong.
What?
I bring I go over ear. I don't even have earbuds. I go over ear everywhere I go.
Over ear, no one's going to talk to
you. I'll walk to meet friends at a bar. I'm like, all right, I'm wearing my headphones around my neck.
Same.
That's nuts. Only thing I have kind of like that is when I'm in the car, when I put down the window, I feel like everyone could see me.
Oh, I don't. Mm. I don't.
But obviously, they could see me when the window's still up.
I'm never window down. Ever.
Mm. I don't like it either.
Mm-mm.
Not a fan.
Windows?
Vulnerable. I listen to music too loud. I don't want people to know what I'm listening to.
You guys, it's okay.
People would be a little scared if they heard some of the music you were listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, holy shit.
Something right now.
I'm just like snapping along. Like, yeah.
He's doing the Carlton to dogs barking.
Ow, ow. His ape noises. You're playing on a Nick's headphones. I just love ape noises. Okay, so you're going with the internet, Rudy.
Yeah.
It's got to be internet, but it's gotten worse. I always circle back to like stumble upon when I was in college. There used to be so many good websites. I think now there's like four websites. Wikipedia. Yeah. I don't even count Twitter as a website because I do it on my phone.
Snap.
There's Wikipedia. There's YouTube. There's two websites.
I don't even count YouTube as
It's an app.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, why is your hat so low? It's weirding me out.
What's going on there?
Yeah, dude, I don't like that.
Is it too low?
How low is that?
I saw myself and that is. I thought I looked kind of cool with it.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was way too low.
God, it was so low.
All right.
That just like changed everything.
Yeah.
I don't
genuinely made me upset.
Dude, you made me nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it looked good. All right.
No, you looked like you were gearing up for a freestyle.
Something was amiss. But it's internet. But it used to be internet way more. Like over 90% of web browsing is now done on the phone. And that's that what happened fast. It used to be 50-50 when like we were in college.
Mm-hmm. What was that website? Not Cool Math Games. What was the actual good
Dicting
game?
Dicting Games.
Dicting Games.
That was a
Mini Clip.
You played Bubble Trouble?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Cube Runner? Were you guys Cube Runner guys?
Cube Runner. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopter game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
E-Bomb's World was a blast.
Ski Free?
BMtron?
Where you draw the lines?
Yeah, the one where you draw the lines.
That was a good one.
What was the one with the...
What's the best, like, last phone game? Like Candy Crush?
Skateball Pool was a big one for a bit.
I haven't played one of those.
I haven't played one so long.
I just have the crosswords on my phone now, but like... Is that a game?
No. That just takes too much.
2048? Remember 2048?
No. Oh, yes, the numbers.
Tiles.
That was good.
I still play that one. It's my Subway game.
What was the one with the bomb in the middle?
What was the runner guy?
Oh, Minesweeper? Is it Minesweeper? You're thinking of Minesweeper, the Microsoft game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the running guy?
Do people still download?
Running guy was fun.
Temple Run.
Subway Surfer or Temple Run. Yeah.
Yeah, those were good.
Too.
Are there still games, like, are new ones coming out?
I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Oh, Bowman. That was a fun one, too.
Oh,
great, with the blood coming out.
That was so fun.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was Bowman 2, wasn't it?
Bowman 2, yeah. I'm looking at their most played games. Kitten Cannon.
Kitten Cannon, yes. It wasn't a game. It was just a game of chance. You'd shoot the kitten out of the cannon. It would hit, like, other stuff to go
find
further.
A game.
I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, we should start playing a game.
Fun Run.
We should... Oh, my God. Fun Run.
Yeah, that was a
good one. Me and my friends, we discovered Fun Run on a Friday in college, and they were visiting me. They were like, let's go out. We discovered Fun Run. We didn't go out that weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just play Fun Run.
Way more fun than going out.
Yeah.
100%. Do you ever play QWERTY, right? Is that the one where you have to play?
QWOP.
That was it. Yeah. Where you have to do you have to like walk, and it's like, it's
impossible. Oh, with the keyboard, yeah.
Yeah, with the keyboard, it was impossible.
It's internet.
Yeah. Internet's going to win.
We're going to find a game after this.
Paper.io.
Paper.io. I still have Fun Run on my phone.
Me and Big Cat had a phase.
Fun Run 3.
When I first started for like 2 months where I showed him Paper.io. And he would like text me updates about Paper.io. Paper.io is so addicting. Oh, it's similar to the Snake game, BMtron, but it's like not in linear like right angles. You kind of like swoop around and you try to collect the whole map and eliminate people and cut them off.
It's like Agar.io. That was the first one.
Yeah.
Like the circles.
It was so amazing. Mm-hmm.
This episode of The Bracket is brought to you by Black Tux. Look, how annoying is it to get a tuxedo when you need one? It's always weird. You got to go to some bizarro store where some guy tries to upsell you on some weirdo fabric you've never heard on in your life. So screw that. When you need a tux, the best place to go to get one is the Black Tux. The Black Tux makes it super easy to get an on-trend, top-quality, guaranteed-to-fit tux without ever leaving your house. Here's how it works. Take the Black Tux Fit Quiz. Pick the style you want to rock, and boom, your tux is delivered to your door in 10 days before the day you need it. That's plenty of time to try it on and make sure that it wears you well. And hey, if the fit's not right, then say hello to the Black Tux Fit Guarantee. Order a better size within a day or two of receiving the less-than-great fitting one, and they'll send you another one right away at no extra cost. And if you prefer an in-store experience, the Black Tux has showrooms across the country. Their expert fit specialists will help you find the perfect style tux or suit and make sure that it fits just right. Look, we got tuxes. Jeff just got, I think, a very fancy one for the dozen in a live show that's coming up. It's awesome, super easy to use, very similar to, like, I think there's some other advertisers we have that do some sort of, like, process. It's really easy. You can rent or buy. The Black Tux is the best place to go when you need a tuxedo for a wedding or a special night. And right now, when you go to theblacktux.com/LCB and use code LCB, you'll save $20 off your order. That's theblacktux.com/LCB. Code LCB to save $20. Theblacktux.com/LCB. Code LCB.
On the other side of the bracket, we have the 6 versus the 11. The 11 is a very late entry, but I think it fits. I don't know. It might not resonate with all of you. Shrimp. We were talking about it. Shrimp.
What?
Shrimp are addictive. Sure, eating shrimp
on
is
this.
Addictive.
I agree.
Okay.
You go up to a cocktail shrimp thing. How many times are you going to eat more and more shrimp?
You could say that about mozzarella sticks.
Nah, I couldn't eat that many mozzarella.
No, they're too heavy. Shrimp, yeah, you could greasy. Pop in. I ruined Thanksgiving 2007 for me because I ate too many shrimp. I didn't eat Thanksgiving dinner because, like, I was just going ham on shrimp.
Like mini weenies, the fucking cocktail weenies are more.
Should this just be hors d'oeuvres?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, hors d'oeuvres.
That's a good one.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket are in there.
Fuck, it's
Pigs in a blanket on the Super Bowl Sunday.
Shut up, Gooch. I got it.
You just said H dash.
H, the dash on the top. Apostrophe.
A dash?
You know, with a dash on the top.
Jack really needs Tommy back.
I need a mech so bad.
Yeah.
Dude, I got away with a big one at that tungsten picture with John Rich.
Oh yeah.
I looked 10 times worse than John Rich did.
No, not as bad as John.
You looked funny.
She looked way better than John Rich.
He's a good-looking guy.
He literally, like, before you tweeted out, I saw the picture itself, and I saw it when it was in full picture. I was like, oh, my God, that's bad.
Yeah. We took the picture, and they were all like, yeah, damn, Kenjack looks like a fucking DUI picture right now. And I was like, oh, shit, when they post this, I'm going to get fried. And John Rich took all of the flack.
There are 100% of mummies in the world look better than him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we'll do hors d'oeuvres versus the number 6 seed. We'll say, like, a bingeable series, like a series that you just need to continue watching until.
I haven't been hooked in a long time.
I've been hooked by a couple where it's just like
I'm in one right now.
Yeah, they're tough. So Nick, you're up first. The bingeable series versus hors d'oeuvres.
This is a great matchup.
I think so too. Yeah.
When you find that bingeable series, I've been so burnt. I was so burnt and betrayed by Game of Thrones. I was so into that. I was partaking in fan theories on the Reddit. I was in a Game of Thrones fantasy league where we drafted players, and if they got a kill, you got points. Mm. I was so in, and I was so betrayed, and I have not. I'm like a scorned lover. I haven't found a show.
I've had that phase, and it gets better.
I guess The Boys, but the thing is, I'm like up to date on The Boys.
Yeah.
So like,
did you binge it when you watched it, or
The Boys?
Yeah.
Yes. I guess. But like, Game of Thrones, I got the flu and I was like, all right, let's try this. And there were already 2 seasons out. Holy fuck.
Oh, never. There's a clear winner in this one.
It's binging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think so too.
You really got to watch that.
You do.
Thrones was it for me, and I was trying to catch up like a month before the final season. I had never seen Thrones.
Oh, wow.
So what a ride. Yeah, I was like, here we go. And Trent and I would wake up early. This is when we were living together. To watch, like, we would try to map it out. We'd be like, all right, we could do 10 episodes if we wake up early on a Saturday. And we would wake up and watch 10 straight episodes of Game of Thrones.
It
was easy. Go to sleep, wake up the next morning on Sunday, and do the exact same thing.
So easy.
Yes. And the greatest viewing experience.
And when you're only 10% in, you get to, you know, you have 90% more.
Yes. I think it's binging.
That's better than Percocet.
This might be the number one. Yeah.
This might beat internet for me.
Find the one.
The only time when I forget about internet.
Put your phone down. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when you're so engulfed in it.
It's the best.
You kind of need this internet for the streaming service. So.
I was watching it on HB, just on TV.
Mm. I'm going with...
I guess that's connected to Wi-Fi.
You're going with that as well, Rudy?
Yeah, I had a very similar experience to Nick. I was very... the exact same thing. I couldn't get into a show. I now am deep in the throes of World War II documentaries.
Nice.
And I only think it beats hors d'oeuvres because there is, at a certain point, a limit where you have a diminishing return. Your stomach can only handle so much. Hunger has a cap. Binging, you can push your body to extreme limits. It's ruined my sleep schedule, learning about Hitler's evil inner circle. It's truly, truly addicting.
It's got to be a show that's already a few seasons in, because then you get a bad episode and you're like, I'll just watch another.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It actually makes shows better. Like, if you watch a show like that, you don't have the anticipation of like every week.
Yep.
I think if you binge watch a show, you take one person who binge watched it, one person who watched it weekly, the person who binge watched it will have a better experience.
It's just way better method.
I think people are crazy that don't dump all 10 episodes right away.
I think certain shows I like, like Mando, the speculation,
getting to talk about it week to week.
The end of Game of, like, so I started Game of Thrones, I like to date at season 3, and it was a fun ride. But then there was like a year, they took a year off.
Yep.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That was after Jon Snow died, too.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh. The series has been out for if you don't know that by now.
About that guy dying.
But if Marty, like, so I hated the ending.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you did.
Yeah,
I didn't. If Marty picked it up and binged it, I bet you he'd like the ending.
I agree.
Because he didn't have the years and years.
I agree.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
I did that with Lost. I heard a lot of people didn't like the Lost ending, but I just binged it all at once, and I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it changes.
I watched it live. It hurt my experience.
I might go Sopranos. I've not watched a second of it.
Me neither.
I was going to say that people have a problem with that ending, and when I binged it, I was like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cut deep for me because my friend in high school showed me Thrones in 2012. So it was a 10-year heartbreak.
Yeah.
Give Sopranos a second. It's a little slow.
I don't know if it's your style.
You're sounding like an anime guy.
No, I'm telling you. It's
fucking Goochman. You got to try One Piece. You just got to watch the first 250 episodes.
Exactly.
There's 1,000 episodes.
No,
trust me, Attack on Titan gets good after episode 6.
You got to burn through the first two seasons. Give it 48 hours.
I like the banality of Sopranos. I like the boringness.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I like that too.
Good yeah.
But some people don't. I like the first season's very good, so I don't have to wait that long.
Kyle, try Thrones.
I don't know if
maybe.
It's more political than fantasy.
A lot of work, though. Yeah. I know I have a lot of work ahead.
I know. It's just overwhelming.
It's an hour episode.
My dad understood it.
Yeah, you think it's a lot of work, but once you get in, it really is. It's like going to the gym. Like, it sucks thinking about it, but then once you're in, you're fine.
The only thing is the names are weird. But as soon as you get that,
watch with closed captions on.
You know I have a lot of rules about my TV shows. I don't watch anything with horses or really old.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No horses? Then you're out on
Sopranos?
Thrones. You're done.
Sopranos, there's a whole bit about Tony and his horse.
I started watching that one show that everyone loves.
Yellowstone?
No, it's like a gamble. It has
Seinfeld?
Gambling in it.
Oh.
Gambling
Poker
show.
Poker Face?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'll get it.
All right.
A gambling show? Oh, you're talking
older
about...
Older times. It's
Peaky
older.
Blinders?
Peaky Blinders. First 10 seconds came in on a horse, turned it off.
Wow, yeah, you won't like Game of Thrones then.
Weird thing you got there.
I don't really like that old-timey shit.
I like modern stuff.
Mm.
Same.
All right.
Yeah, Clemmer, I loved what did Clemmer say where he was like, yeah, I don't like anything medieval or fantasy, and I think Nick's like, yeah, it was a bad time for you growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Okay, so I also am picking a good bingeable series. Robbie?
Bingeable series for sure.
Bingeable series for sure.
Yep.
Bingeable all going through.
And Rudy made a good point, like bingeable series, it's only positives. You eat too many hors d'oeuvres, you got a stomach ache, comes out on the wrong end the
and
other
also,
way.
And also, the thing about hors d'oeuvres is that if you have shrimp, for example, the next shrimp is going to only be equal, if not worse, than the previous shrimp. Whereas a TV show will improve.
Diminishing returns.
And change.
Great point.
A TV show, you're never feeling bad about yourself because you can talk about it with your friends at one point. It's a talking point to people. Like, I'm watching this show, and if someone else watches, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah. All right, so bingeable series is going to move on. Next up, we have the 3-seed versus the 14-seed. 3-seed is, we'll just say video games, broad scope video games. I would say specifically, and I don't know if you agree with me, as you're probably the next biggest video game guy after, like, me and maybe Nick.
No, I'm not.
No,
not really.
So probably you and me. Like, RTS games specifically, like Civ and shit like that. Games are like more strategy based games. And they include, this will include, I'll say, the video games. It'll include shit like Candy Crush. Like shit that old people app games that they're like addicted to. So we'll start with you. I didn't even give you guys the second one yet. That's my mistake. Mush, you gave us the 14 seed, which is buying things while you're drunk, which I agree with. Money doesn't exist. Money's not real when I'm drunk.
Oh.
And I will include onto it also buying things when you come into a little bit of extra money, which that was from Goochman, which I think is a great pick. So that it is video games versus buying things when you're drunk or when you come into a little bit of extra money.
I'm extra money. Like when the bonus hits, you like, this is free money to me. It's like when I have cash.
Not real.
It's not real. I didn't technically earn it, even though you did, but it's like, it's just, this has appeared, and I buy shit right away because I'm like, oh, I didn't have it before. I can do it now. Mm-hmm. And video games, I don't play them, and I only played sports video games. I tried COD. I sucked at it. Rainbow Six is the only game I was good at.
Really? That's the more intricate game.
It's a harder game than COD.
Yeah.
No, and I was so addicted to it, and I loved it. And then,
wow.
That was it, though.
So much more intricate than COD.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
I know. COD, I couldn't get that. I could just always died.
KB.
I don't have a console, but it's video games for me.
What video games are you playing?
Historically.
Oh, historically. Okay. All right. Fair enough, Robbie.
I'd probably go video games, too, to be honest. I'm not even the biggest video game guy now, but growing up, like when a new game would come out, Halo. Call of Duty, like I remember trying to eat my dinner so fast, like in between the lobby of two games, because I couldn't take a 15-minute break. So I'd go video games. Yeah. Now I feel like I get in a stretch where like a new game will come out, I'll get really addicted for like a week, and then I'm done.
Yeah, fair enough. Rudy?
It's clear video games. It's been the cornerstone of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Robbie, when I was a kid, I loved playing video games so much that I became Olympic gold medal level of pooping fast.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would sprint. I would get my poops under 20 seconds.
having to shower felt so long.
It's eternity.
And,
that's why gamers get gross.
Yes, yeah, gross.
Yeah.
They're having a blast.
One of my favorite episodes of South Park is the World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
One of the best ever.
And I don't have like I don't have an addiction to buying things when I'm. Was it buying when you're drunk? Like drunk.
Buying things when you're drunk or when you come into extra money.
Oh, yeah. No. Drunk the only
like buying like food.
The only addiction I have when I'm drunk is mansplaining things to women. I love doing that.
I do that sober, brother. You don't need alcohol for that.
Yeah, just put on Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah.
Oh, dude.
The second Aragorn kicks that helmet,
it's literally a TED talk.
This isn't that funny because I know you do this.
Oh. No, it's
funny because it's real.
It's rooted in truth.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah. No.
Weren't you ranked in Call of Duty or no Halo Reach?
The Reach beta. I was. I was in like 7th grade. I was ranked like 702 in the world.
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I remember I beat
it was like for one night too.
One guy in MLB the Show, and it was like the talk of my town for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was the best.
What was the Halo website where they had all your stats?
Bungie? Was it Bungie's website
first? And I think it switched it. Shit. I don't remember what it is anymore. Nick?
We're like financially independent adults. Buying stuff is so fucking. I'm not talking food either. I'm talking items.
Oh, yeah.
You like get an Instagram ad. They make it so easy. Double click Apple Pay.
That's why I got this.
Yeah. Double click Apple Pay. And then you just kind of get it and it's just. Feels so good.
Watching the shipping too.
Feels so good.
There's websites I don't have to type in anything. I just double tap and Apple pays and it's mine.
Yep.
That's it's dangerous. So dangerous.
It's so dangerous. And that's addiction is?
Yeah, no, it's true.
And like, I think I have a batting average of like 750 of buying things I like.
I don't even get them all in the mail.
I was going to say, some of them don't arrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I forget about it.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it.
Oh, that's like finding loose change except 10 times better. Like, you just realizing that you forgot to pick something up?
No, I just never get it.
Oh, you just literally never get it. Okay, gotcha. All right, so video games gonna... Or you pick buying things, right?
I did, but yeah, I... Video games used to make me too nervous.
Well, online ones, I guess?
No.
Oh.
It's like losing progress or like...
Yeah.
Losing a checkpoint, making a decision.
You ever save your, like... mission you're on or whatever, or like you're playing it and it just doesn't save completely.
Yeah,
going through like the campaigns isn't fun.
You just have
just
to do
constantly
it.
Feeling tense.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'd be nervous to play with my friends because I'd be so bad at the game. It's like I couldn't even play with them
anymore. But then there's like people say the better you get at games, the less you like them.
Yes.
I agree with that. I think I progressively just enjoyed
Ninja
games less and less.
Ninja, hates
so
it.
So depressed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
He is miserable.
Yeah, it's
depressed
true.
Man alive. Yeah, so video games going to win 4-2. Next, we have the 10 versus the 7. The 10 seed is Oreo sleeves. I was talking about this with Clem. Clem is
in or outside? In the shower or not?
I forgot about that. Still haven't.
Did you see today someone, Are You Garbage Guys? We're talking about it?
No way.
Swear to God, they had a whole segment being like, you guys got to try Oreos in the water. I swear to God, it came out today. It's so good. Water and Oreos are delicious.
No.
It just makes the cookie softer, right?
Actually, I don't know. Maybe.
I made Tommy try it. And he's like,
you were just standing in the shower with him.
Because when we did the short porch, I was like, just try it for me. Like, put it under your sink and do it and just tell me if you like it. And they were so mad that they liked it.
Well, it's an Oreo. You're not changing the Oreo other than the texture.
It makes it softer to eat.
It makes it soft.
The flavor doesn't change.
Yeah, I can see where you're going. Yeah.
Never have I'm telling you, sometimes I leave an Oreo in my bathroom.
That's fucking
while
weird.
I shower, so the steam gets it.
See, that's crazy. That's insane.
So good.
Like, where? What's the Oreo resting on? Like your dirty sink?
The sink's pretty clean.
The soap dish.
Yeah.
like
toilet
seat. Your evaporated body stank is just like seeping into the floor.
I saw a guy today.
Evaporated body stank.
I saw a guy, you said the toilet seat. It was a Reddit post of like a toilet seat for somebody that's very obese.
Oh, I saw
this
that.
Guy was just like, for scale, I didn't have anything, so he just put his glasses on the toilet.
You know what's been killing me? In True Bones had found this. I think I sent it to you. There's a Reddit where it's just, it's called TV Too High.
Oh.
There's people that mount their TVs too high up.
I had that. I had one of those.
Did you?
So yeah. Fucking funny. It's one of the funniest Reddits ever.
Yeah, me and Grinnell had a TV that was too high.
Did you have to like crane up to look at it?
Yeah,
it's, and you're just too lazy to move it, right? Like to do
once it's in, it's
just mounted. You're fucked. Like yeah. It's stuck there.
Yeah,
so you gotta get a task rabbit because if they do it, you can at least blame it on somebody.
Yeah,
I had the guy that mounted it too high. He bricked the first mount, and then the second one, he was just like, "Yeah, I'm gonna come back." And we were like, "What?
I'm gonna come back?"
Just ran away.
Just is like, "I gotta go." And we were just like.
What are you supposed to say? Nothing to say. Yeah, like, all right.
So you got
to
stay here.
Yeah.
So that's going up against the number 7 seed. We'll just say chips. Chips and salsa, Pringles included underneath this. You had Pringles, I think. A couple other people did as well. Chips, you do need to eat a decent quantity of them when they're presented in front of you. So chips versus Oreo sleeves. Nick, you're first.
That's brutal.
I got a bag of Sun Chips in the kitchen this not this morning, like noon. Chip, good time to have chips. Bag of Sun Chips. I was so embarrassed. They were so fucking crunchy, and I feel like people were like looking at
me. Remember when the bag was loud?
Yeah.
That was a bad time.
And then just, it's, you can only do it alone.
Eating
and I always
chips
feel
when
guilty.
You have to be quiet, like then, when you're stuck in an attic hiding or something.
On the plane.
The loudest thing you'll ever do.
Dude, yeah.
Wait.
Anne Frank could only have oatmeal.
Hiding. Yeah, what? Fucking Anne Frank? Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
I loved Lace.
Dude.
Couldn't think of a quiet situation off the top.
Yeah. That's how they got Anne Frank. It was sour cream and onion Pringles.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that fucking Sun Chips up there?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Anne, is that you?
That's got to be Anne.
Yeah. Can Anne eat those Pringles?
He's like, they're addicting. What can I say?
The Germans start airdropping.
Dude, the
Sun
Germans
chips.
Were like putting kettle chips, the crunchiest chips. Yeah. That's how they were catching
hiding them. You ever have to like raise your volume on your TV because you're crunching too loud?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like,
did your dad ever send you to get a bowl because you were eating a bag of chips?
Yeah.
And he would just point to where the bowls are
for you. I think the only thing that's louder is that the thing that they would have store-bought cakes in. You know that, like, that...
Oh, the plastic.
The cellophane.
It just makes the loudest noise ever made.
Dude, it's shameful to be a fat fuck.
Oh, my God, that sound.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah,
it's
that,
bad.
Some of those plastic containers, like, you get, like, a deli sandwich in it or, like, you said, a cake. It's, it, like, you open that first clasp, but it's like a sonic boom.
Yeah.
It isn't... I don't know how it makes a noise that loud.
Yeah.
So, Oreo sleeves versus chips, Nick.
I'm still going to go chips just because I like chips more than cookies.
That's fair.
Yeah, I love Oreos. I haven't had them in a long time. But Marty, am I tripping or is there like a marshmallow Oreo?
There's
probably
soft,
it has to be.
There's like a soft Oreo. I remember it. It was like a
Oreo Cakester.
Oh, cakes.
Oh, soft. Yeah.
Those are great.
It was big.
Yeah.
It was big.
Those are great.
We've had them in the office sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
sometimes,
are soft.
Yeah, but sometimes they go too far, like the mega stuffed Oreos.
I agree. That's way too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, though, it's chips. I fucking love chips.
Two for chips. I'll go with the chips as well in between all these because, like, there is a cap on, I think there's a cap on sugar for me, like when I'm eating something sugary where I'm like, this feels fat to me. But when I'm eating like something more hearty or whatever you call it,
chips
savory.
Are so unsatiating.
Yeah,
they are.
So much.
Too.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of it. So that's three for chips.
Easy chips for me.
Chips
this isn't even close.
Is the number one food that's addictive, I think.
Absolutely. My first job ever, I was a chipper at On the Border. I was just in charge of putting chips and salsa on the tables when people arrived. I was supposed to also be a busboy. First night, I went out with like a tray of five things.
Oh.
Dropped legitimately everything.
Below a busboy.
Glasses going on the ground. Exactly. For so sure. I went back and I told my manager, I said, I'll never bring out another piece of food ever again. Just so you know. And they said, you could do chips from here on out. So I'll go chips and salsa. Also, this might be a hot take. I actually like the opposite way on the double stuff. I like when they make the Oreo thins.
Yeah, thin Oreos
are better.
Great.
I think thin anything for any food is better.
I
agree.
Thin is better. Like, thin's fine, but I don't like the single stuffed. I like the double stuffed Oreo.
I don't like double stuff. It's too much stuff for me.
Oh, I love
food
that.
Should be tall.
Yeah.
Good point.
What about?
I don't like a tall burger. Biting into a tall burger.
Oh,
holy.
Oh, it's gross.
The worst. That's the worst.
You're like a pussy. What am I supposed to do with this thing?
I get half the bun. I get like the bottom bun in my bite. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Grease coming out of it.
It's emasculating to get bodied by a burger.
It is.
When pieces fly out of whatever, like with a burrito or whatever, like when pieces are coming out of the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate that. So you're going with chips as well, KB. Marty?
I'm. Doesn't matter what I say, I guess, because it's. I used to have a can of Pringles before every baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
I'd play 5 baseball games a week, so I was housing Pringles every single week. But
your diet's insane, though.
Makes
isn't
no
it?
Sense.
Yeah,
your whole can, tall size.
Tall size.
Ooh, I thought you just assumed the mini one. I just thought it was that one.
Next month, I would have barbecue.
5 tall size Pringle
tall
cans
boys?
A week.
I because it was became a thing where I was playing good, so I was like, I have to do it, and I also just love. Barbecue Pringles so much.
They got a few good Pringles. Oreos I actually don't hate the pizza Pringles.
They weren't bad.
Those are fire.
Sour cream and onion, I still think.
I'll just go Oreos just because. But Oreos are so fucking good, too.
They are. They're vegan, which still makes no sense to me.
Oreos are?
Yeah.
No way. I figured the cream would have meat in it.
Yeah.
I dated someone who was vegan. It was like the only dessert I could eat while I was living with her. It made me want to fucking kill myself.
I feel like vegans lie.
Just in general, yeah. Vegans lie.
I just feel like they're like, I like Oreos, so he'll never look it up.
Yeah.
I feel like Oreos aren't even vegan. I look at them as a genre outside of food. Like there's some sort of like chemical.
Agreed.
All right, number 2 seed versus 15 seed, last matchup. 2 seed is social media, which I'm counting differently as internet access because they're different levels of necessities. The addiction to social media, I think, is way worse than the addiction to internet itself. And then that's going up against 15 seed, one of yours, compliments. Compliments.
Explain that if it's one of yours. Giving or getting?
Getting.
Getting compliments is addicting.
Because giving is like, also, I'm kind of addicted to giving some because it's like fun complimenting someone, especially even if you're lying a little bit.
I love hyping up the boys, so I get that.
That's fun too, yeah. Either way, I think giving or getting compliments
I just can't believe them.
Yeah, but that's why it's also like getting it, like you never believe it ever, but it's kind of fun to think about like someone actually thought about that of you.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with him, especially if you were wearing something that someone compliments earlier in the day, and then a second person compliments that thing.
That's huge.
Especially when you thought of it was cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, fuck, maybe I do know what I'm talking about. But then you get one be like, you look like a pussy. You're like, fuck, I'm back.
Exactly, yeah.
That's why it's a good little roller coaster sometimes.
I think that was a good pick. So we're going to do social media versus compliments, and you're first, Marty.
I mean... I'm going to go with social media because social media, you could, not mine, but you could get compliments. but I'm going with social media.
Read a few compliments from that feed.
You get only thing I've gotten compliments from is bringing back the KFC Double Down.
Mm.
Hey, we're doing some stuff with the Double Down too, so look out for that.
They DM me saying you're getting some.
I think I could say it. Pop Punk wrote a song for the Double Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I.
Pretty sick.
Good thing I said I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fact. Yeah.
I guess
someone else didn't.
Wait.
You see that? That was so funny.
The only two things I think gets Marty compliments is that and this. The bracket.
This is the I told you always it's fuck Marty, but he's actually pretty good on this. You don't have to say the first part.
Yeah, I know.
Leave it out.
Fuck Marty Mush till it's backwards. Yeah. Man, he had me laughing.
Yeah, it's cracking up at this guy.
Yo.
Jeez. KB.
Yeah, it's social media, but I think the addiction of social media is essentially compliments via...
That's true.
Well, that's a good point.
Numbers,
good
point. All that shit.
That's a very good point.
Very unhealthy,
why else do people have... Why are you tweeting anything?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you want people to agree with you.
Exactly. Right? Social media.
Social media, Robbie?
I think social media is more addicting, but like I'd rather have a day full of good compliments than the best day on social media. I think if a day of like... a dozen people walking up to you and being like, what you did was fucking awesome, is way better than 100 people on social media saying the same. I would probably have to go with social media, though, because in terms of addictions, I'm not like walking around like I can't wait to get a compliment.
Yeah.
I am walking around like I need to see what's on Twitter right now.
Have you had a fan come up to you once and like just like saying something specifically you've done that was so weird? Like you don't even remember you doing it, but you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, that was kind of good.
Oh, that's
the
best.
That feels great.
Best feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm going with social media as well, Rudy.
Yeah, I agree with Robbie. It's like the social media is more of a dialysis machine that is available at all times.
Yep.
And so, but the compliments are objectively better. It's just a problem of access.
Yeah.
You don't control the supply to a certain extent unless you post gas.
Mm.
but yeah, it's one of those things you can't really...
pursue, or you can pursue it, but you can't really expect
fish for it.
You can fish or whatever. So it's harder. Like in terms of the true addiction, like Robbie said, it's definitely social media.
It'd be cool to have a compliment plug. You pay a guy like $20 each.
Yeah, but the problem though with that is that the only way to get it is like a true one is
Then it ain't a real compliment.
It ain't real.
Oh, but my idea of the compliment broker here would be he would hire someone. Or pay someone
you don't know about
life.
It.
Yeah, you pay someone in your life to do it, but you don't know who it is.
I like that.
So you maybe
or maybe even like multiple people. It's just like you could get a like, hey, I'm putting out a new video. I want to get some compliments on.
Yeah.
You go to a compliment broker. He's like, I got five guys that'll mention, and you don't know which ones they are. You just know. All right, five of those were fake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nick.
So is this the last first round? There was a glaring omission.
Ooh, what do we miss?
Making people laugh.
Oh, that's a good one.
You want to keep that going.
We did this. We had making people laugh on a previous one.
Making the boys laugh, I think. It's always the same fucking thing. There's one good thing in the world.
Addicting.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to social media.
Social media.
Yeah, I don't like compliments at all. They make me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's big of you, bro. I've always liked that about you.
When you tweet something in a group chat, I text something in a group chat, and every single person does the ha-ha.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's an incredible feature.
And you get a compliment on text, or if it's written in text, sometimes you don't know how to respond. And that's where you can become
I don't know how to do. Like, I'll just like, I'm yawning. That's how my body's reacting right now.
You brought the camera over to him just to yawn. Son of a bitch.
Up, yeah.
Okay, so that's the when we get into the playoffs. Now we can run through them. Number, I just forgot about this. Number 4 seed, cranking your hog / porn versus Pez dispensers.
Blowout.
Pez really made that way in there.
Elite eight of addictive things.
Yeah.
Nick,
he's gonna vote it.
I don't like porn.
I'm Pez all the way.
I don't like. Pez? I don't like porn.
Get the fuck out of here, guys. What are you talking about?
I like.
I believe you don't.
When was the last time you had a Pez?
You don't act like you're a. You love Pez.
I don't, but I'm saying like when you get it, you finish the whole sleeve. I don't finish the whole film.
Decent point. Decent point.
I've never made it through a full porno.
The worst porno is better than the best Pez.
That's
No.
I've not seen the worst porno.
I've not seen the worst porno.
God, no. The worst porno is worse than anything.
Dude, that was bogus.
Fact.
Yeah. Pez.
One for Pez. Rudy.
It's definitely beating your shit.
Beating your shit. I'll go with cranking it as well.
Getting that cum out of your dick.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say.
I like to say getting the venom out. I always like that because it's true.
Choking the chicken.
It is venom in your system that you need.
The yogurt slinger.
Yeah.
What?
Yogurt slinger.
Yogurt. Don't talk about yogurt.
Throw the yogurt. Why? Yogurt's the grossest word in the human language. You ever heard George Carlin talk about it?
Yeah.
KB.
That. I'm not even saying it.
Flogging the bishop.
What? Flogging the bishop.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's old school.
Yeah.
Pez all the way.
Pez all the way.
All the way.
4-2 in favor of cranking the hog.
Five knuckle shuffle.
I like that one.
damn, Robbie.
You know how many more do you know?
I got a couple.
There's one about baby batter. I remember, but I didn't like.
Don't bring that into it. Yeah.
Going like this to somebody in an argument's good though.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Okay, so internet versus the snooze. Hitting the snooze button, Marty.
Oh my god. That's really tough because that. Both stop my day.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's definitely the internet. You can't, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, internet.
Internet.
How do we separate this from social media?
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't know.
So there's non-essential parts of the internet that don't involve social
Wikipedia
media. Like shit like Wikipedia, online shopping.
GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr.
So.
Ooh, the controversy tab on people's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I love Wikipedia.
Nice one.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia is the best.
I think chemically it would be the alarm. For
No, it wouldn't.
It's still a...
I can go days without that experience, though. I can't go days without...
Oh, yeah. It's the internet.
It's the internet. Robbie?
See, I go back and forth because I agree with what you just said. I could go days without the sensation of snoozing a bunch, but not the internet. But at the same time... I'm not addicted enough to the internet to stop myself from snoozing in the morning. The first thing I want to do in the morning is snooze before I want to go on the internet. Mm. So I'm actually going to flip it around. I'm going to go snoozing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're going on the internet way more than snoozing.
Yes, but
But chemically, your brain requires more.
If both options were presented to me in the moment of sleepy, you could go on the internet immediately the second you wake up, or you could get 5 more minutes of sleep. I'm like, give me that 5 more minutes of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That was a good explanation. I'm still going internet, though, 3-1.
Yeah, I'm with Robbie because I'm thinking about the pleasure. Like, I don't really derive pleasure from the internet. It's just something that is
there, and you need
it. And we do it all. It's a part of our life. Whereas there is a...
Wouldn't it be pleasure because you know you have to go, like, you're only going on it for that pleasure, right?
But not always. You're going on it for, like, I have to go on it.
Necessity, yeah, like...
Hey, a bill.
So that's an addiction.
Fuck.
The realization's right there.
Might be addicted to the internet, boys.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I only do it because I fucking have to.
Yeah. It's not an addiction, though.
Not a fucking addiction.
I have to.
Ends up Washington in plane. He's just like, fucking, I'm not addicted. I just need the beer before I fucking
I have it. I can stop anytime I wanted.
Yeah. But I still, like, there's the snooze. I think in the sake of the conversation and the bracket, I think that the snooze button is tough to put down.
Sending it through.
Yeah, I'm not fighting for 3 more minutes of internet. I've moved my alarm from 9 to 9:03.
Wait, did you pick snooze?
I didn't, but I'm fine with it winning.
You just sway it because we're just tied now.
I'm going snooze.
You want me to? I can change.
You can switch if you want. If not, it'll be
social media's in there. I'll put in snooze.
Interesting. So snooze is going to beat the internet. All right. So snooze button versus cranking the hog. Nick,
snooze.
One for the snooze.
I snooze a lot more. I got to go snooze.
Two for snooze. I'll go with cranking it.
This one's another easy one for me. I snooze way more. This is like I'll hammer that snooze like I'm cranking it.
Ooh, okay, so 3-1 in favor of snooze.
Yeah.
Snooze.
Yeah.
Snooze.
Marty also. Snooze is in the finals on the other side. We have the bingeable series versus the video game. Marty.
Oh. Yeah, it's easy. Bingeable for me. Like, Sons of Anarchy was one of my ones that I really binged, and I thought I was Jax Teller after it. I like becoming the character I wouldn't tweet it out all the time, but, you know, I would just...
walk around thinking you're the leader of a motorcycle gang.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was them.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
For Halloween.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Gibby?
Yeah, bingeable.
Bingeable series?
I think bingeable series as well. Like, video games, for me at least, eventually I'm like, all right, I have to put this thing down. I don't have that same thing for a series.
Yeah, I think I'd go for bingeable for the same reasons. Rudy?
It's tough because they kind of occupy... I binge both. So, like, they both sort of occupy the same thing in my brain. But I have much more of an appetite for video games because there's more of an intimate experience. And I'm more attached to... the experience.
What are you playing these days?
Huh?
What are you playing these days?
A lot of FIFA, but I do FIFA career mode only, and I basically cosplay. Like, I live a whole second life.
Love that.
Create narratives.
Isn't the in-game shit ruining FIFA?
That's 2K, I think, more than anything.
It's
storylines and stuff. Yeah,
it's like opposite. It's like 2K. They have like way too much content in terms of the in-game. Like, you have to go and like.
My girlfriend got cheated on me with the player I got drafted with.
Yeah,
like,
and then FIFA's the opposite.
What is like the decks or the.
That's
FIFA. That is FIFA. Yeah.
That is
Madden.
That's Ultimate Team. I had to hard quit that because that will ruin your life.
I heard that's what it was ruining people's lives.
It will
They're
ruin
spending
your life
shit tons of money on
mentally
it.
And financially.
Yeah,
I had to quit that. But FIFA is actually kind of nice because it's so bare bones that you're able to do fan fiction in your own head, which is more fun. But then like Red Dead Redemption 2 brought emotions out of me that no human being or show has ever.
Game.
So for me, it's video games.
Video games.
You have to at least have some sort of skill to like progress in a video game. A TV show that you're binging, you are turning off your brain from whatever's going on. You're hardly human. You are just there to absorb.
Existing.
You're a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's awesome when it happens.
So bingeable series on the other side, social media versus chips.
It's a great matchup.
It's tough.
it's social media. I don't really like...
It has to be,
but like,
I don't even like it.
I don't like it.
I still need to do it.
Yeah.
There's like, I don't tweet really very often. I don't really post on Instagram, but I don't even quite like looking. But like, as soon as I grab my phone, just I don't even think, just click Twitter, scroll up, and I don't even know if I'm reading any of it.
No,
you never are.
It's just like to get rid of that notification red dot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go social media here, but I don't think it's very strong.
Social media?
Yeah, I'll go social media just because if you look at what addiction actually is, like there's moments where don't even realize that I'm like in the middle of doing something and I'm still scrolling the next TikTok with my other hand. Mm. And it's like, whoa, there's never a moment where I'm like, didn't even realize I was eating salt and vinegar chips for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. TikTok, by the way, that's the number one on this list.
Sometimes you do lose a little track of how many chips you eat.
Yeah, but you're never in the middle of it, didn't even remember in the beginning.
Yeah.
Facts fuck you with that, though, because they're all half full. So, yeah. you eat half of the actual portion they give you. Like, how did I just eat three-fourths a bag of chips?
They're the smartest people in the world.
It's all nitrogen or whatever.
14 chips in there, but you're like, it's the best.
Yeah, so it's social media for me.
Shit on me if I'm wrong here. I think TikTok is more of the binging category than social media category, because I'm not being social on it, and it's not my friends.
I guess so. I guess, but it is considered, I guess, social media.
It is, like
binging on social media.
You find it a little weird if social media is not your job and guys are making TikToks?
Yeah, but
I don't know if I would if I didn't work here.
When I was like trying to tweet and go viral, I know my friends at home were like making fun of me. They had to.
Definitely.
For sure. But when it's your job, it's totally
different.
I would for like my friend, like stuff to make, use the tools to make stuff to send.
You do have to start somewhere. Yeah. Like,
oh yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
try
one
to
of my
TikTok
boys, like 30 years old, was like doing TikTok vlogs. I would.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't
take it down.
You'd be sending that to your other boys in the group chat, and roasting them.
Look at this pussy.
Yeah, it's a hurdle.
Yeah, making like NASCAR videos or regional hockey.
I like when people have a specific interest. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that. Yeah, like,
it's because you can tell when someone is posting something for the solely for the attempt of getting viral likes versus you can very much tell someone like Rainbow on GS or he just fucking
post if he got 2 likes or he got 1,000,000 likes, wouldn't care. Same posting.
Yeah, it's very easy to tell like the purity of someone's interest. Yeah. Like they would do it to an
audience. Like seeing a Castellani Tigers video.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
that guy. No one cares about the Tigers, but this guy does. Good for him.
Yeah,
like a review bra who we've talked about a few times. Like he would post his food review videos if it doesn't matter how many people were talking about it. Okay, so social media has 3 right now. As I'm voting for it too, Robbie.
Have to vote social media. I love chips and salsa. I wish I could vote for them. I feel like you're asking me to pick like who would win a fight between your grandma and Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. All right, it has to be Ronda Rousey, I guess, but I don't like it.
Right, that's how I am.
Maybe yours as well.
Yep, it's social media.
All right, social media versus bingeable show.
I'm.
Remember, it's not what's more, what's better.
Yeah, it's not what's
better.
It's
what's more addictive. Yeah,
but it's tough because bingeable shows sometimes, like I don't even, especially now you only have to press next episode. Mm-hmm. It's just like you're just sitting there. You don't even know you're 6 episodes in. And I really just keep waiting, wanting more. But sometimes I'm addicted to social media because like you're on the airport line, you don't know what to do with anything, you just look at your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's social media.
It's one for social media, KB.
Yeah, it is.
I'd love to say it's
pathetic,
shows,
but it is
joke.
I think I'm going to try to make the argument for shows here, and it goes back to Nick's point earlier of shows being the only time you put down your phone, you put down social media. I also don't have. Like Marty said, if you're in the line for something or something, you pull up social media just because it's what you do. But I don't have like an urge or like I need to see what's on Twitter. With bingeable shows, I do have the urge of like even that 15 seconds in between episodes if I need to see what happens next.
Yeah.
I think I have more of an addiction to a bingeable show than I do social media.
Okay.
I think social media is more of a necessity because I have a paranoia about like missing something for work and getting fired. Mm. But I think I'm actually more addicted to bingeable shows.
Yeah. And it's become like a race with your friends. Like you don't want to fall behind.
You want to
finish
it. You don't want to get spoiled. Like the paranoia of getting spoiled.
Because working here makes you always, because like you said, if
objectively
you
for
know
us,
if you went off your phone, Conor McGregor would like kill someone or something.
Yeah, it's like saying like what's more addicting, like work or shows? And it's like you have to do work.
Yeah.
So you're doing that constantly, but
other people are doing it that aren't, it's not their job. And I think for them it's as addictive.
I was more addicted before
more.
I was posting a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
It was way worse. I'll go for social as well. 3-1 in favor of social. Rudy.
I'm with Robbie because I can put down social media and I think that
I enjoy that. I can curtail it and control it.
Yeah.
And I have in the past because I know that it interrupts like a thought, you know. But with the bingeable shows, this is timing wise crazy because I'm, like I said, with this Hitler thing, I am allowing it to make my life considerably worse. Last night I was dozing off and I managed to keep myself awake and effectively nuke my day today because I couldn't stop.
That's also true.
And I'm sure you're thinking about it already. Like when I go home, I'm going to watch some more of those.
And not wait.
And you're probably not thinking about, I can't wait to go on Twitter tonight. Like,
yeah,
it's just a thing you do, but you're addicted.
Yeah, but I think
that's part of the argument. Yeah,
argument because I 100% love more the TV show.
But I'm talking about the direct negative impact, and there's a greater negative impact on a bingeable show.
Like you're feeling more of a withdrawal personally from a show.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to go bingeable.
All right, 3-2 in favor of social. Nick,
bingeable.
Bingeable. It's going to come down to the Gooch man.
I'll scroll and I'll get bored on like Twitter after like 50 minutes, an hour. But like with a show, like I will sit there and I will binge 5 straight 50-minute episodes, no problem. And that's
getting it mixed up. We're getting this mixed up here.
About what?
I think they're saying they have less control.
Yeah, no,
I have less control over the binge.
It's wild though, because like if there was a 5-hour movie, I'm never watching that. Hmm. Yeah. 5 1-hour episodes, one night.
Easy. Yep.
You agreed. Know it's 1 hour.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah, well, it's serialized. It just makes it easier, I think. So you're going with the binge, Gooch?
Yeah, binge.
Binge versus the snooze button. Hitting the snooze. Nick, the finals.
If we're talking about control, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
If there's somewhere I need to be, I will wake up just fine. If there's no, I don't even know if it's considered snoozing if you haven't, you're not running late or you're not, like, you don't have somewhere to be.
Hmm.
I'm going binging. When you're locked into a binge, it's not even like bliss. It is you're not you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ironic because binging is an actual, I guess, addiction, like the other type of binge.
Yeah, like food or anything. Yeah.
Rudy.
But the argument, now you're making me think, the argument, though, of the snooze is to quite literally go unconscious.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is pretty dope.
So sick.
I'm in a pretzel.
So am I. I don't know what I'm going to decide. This is really tough.
I think I have a.
Have you ever like woke up early to watch a show though?
Oh yeah.
I can fit in another episode before work.
Yeah.
I think.
Sometimes that morning episode's sick.
I think that I could. I've been able to manage the show thing. Never in my life have I truly been able to, other than if it's for an important event, been able to handle the snooze. Mm-hmm. So I think that I have just personally have less of a handle on the snooze, so I have to go snooze.
I've never done heroin yet, but like whenever I was into Game of Thrones,
you didn't have to say yet. You could just say
whenever I was into Game of Thrones, that theme song, I was like, oh yeah, dude,
yeah. I think I have to go snooze though, just because I don't think I have as much control over it, which is makes it more of an addiction, I suppose.
I'm going to go with binge because I do think, as far as like control goes, like I can wake up. Like once I'm up, I'm up. Like it's hard for me to snooze, honestly, anyway. So binge, it's definitely way less control.
I don't know what I have less control over because I'm a heavy sleeper. Like once I start snoozing, it's a ball that gets rolling and can't stop.
This dude, we flew home from Chicago. And I tell us all the time. We flew home from Chicago. Some of the worst fucking turbulence I've ever had in my entire life. This dude was knocked out the entire time.
And
we had to land in a different airport.
We landed in Connecticut.
And he gets up to leave.
Yeah, I got up to get off the plane. He was like, you got to sit down.
Yeah, I was like, dude, we're not even in the right airport yet.
I was 3G influenced.
Yeah, that's fair.
For sure.
Something about planes. I love sleeping on planes. Something about that vibration. And
it's a fear that takes over and it's just like, exactly. I might be passing out.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
When it takes off, that's the most comfortable position.
There's something I find so comforting about it.
Pushing you back a little bit.
Oh, that's the
That's
best.
True, yeah. When you're being...
I wish it always stayed like that, yeah.
That's the best position.
That's why I think I can go to the moon.
I honestly one day hope I'm rich enough to have a fuselage in my house because there's something about them that is so comforting to me.
Just going to live in like a dead 747.
Yeah, just a few. Dude, they're the best places to chill. There's something about it. Do you guys ever get airplane boners?
No.
Never.
What? Boner when you go on a plane?
Yeah, I get them in cars too.
What?
Cars, oh, yeah. Yes.
I think you guys are just getting boners.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Random boners you
setting
get?
Setting matters.
But I get them
every time you fly. Specifically because of planes, you think?
Yeah, planes. I get a lot.
I think I've sat next to you on a flight.
a lot of boners.
Travel and like sweats? Most people do.
Comfy? Yeah. I have been a big worry as I sleep on planes a lot and I get boners on planes a lot that I just am sleeping with just
that would hard.
That'd be the funniest.
An unreal thing to look over. It'll be a viral TikTok.
Hard as a rock.
So hard.
Look at this sicko. It's just Rudy with a boner.
Yeah. You would be the next viral guy. We would have to do like blogs on you.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, next guy.
I think I want to go bingeable shows. I think I enjoy that more. I think if I'm being true to myself, I have less control over the snooze, and I let that come over me too much. So I got to go snooze.
I think
snooze.
It's easier to take a break from the series than to not get that extra 10 minutes if you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fair. So
I won't be late to work because I was watching a show, ever.
Yeah. They're 3-2 now in favor of snooze. Marty?
I'm bingeable. I'm bingeable because when I snooze, I'm like only thinking about how much time I have left on the snooze. Mm. So I That's can never true. Actually sleep during it, but it still does feel good. But I would be late for work if I was watching a show. I need to finish that episode.
Mm. All right, so we're 3-3. Gooch, we get to break the tie for the finals.
If I may plead a case here, the deal breaker for me is why I bingeable. It feels like somewhat productive.
Yes.
I don't feel That's guilty true. When I'm binge for some reason.
I feel the opposite though about snoozing is I feel like a piece of shit for doing it and I do it anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck.
That's where I'm like, I'm addicted.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, shit.
Also, I think what Rudy said too, like when it's like 1 a.m. and you know you can fall asleep and you're like, I need to, like I'm staying awake like this because I need to fucking see what it is. It's like, that's where I'm like, I am totally addicted to this shit.
Yeah, I would actually argue the other way, which is against my point, where I think that it's like this. If I hit the snooze button, I think that there is a net gain because I'm resting more.
You are resting, yeah.
I think you're recharging more, yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
So it's a good, at least it's a good final.
Yeah, it's a good final.
Very good
final.
Very good final.
A lot of good points.
I got to go hanging with the boys.
Okay, Gooch.
Yeah, I mean, I love sleeping, but I will sacrifice every hour of sleep if I find a show I like.
I love
that. I'll sit
Can't
and watch
Can't even be
it.
Mad.
Can't be mad.
Fair enough.
That's a good,
fair enough.
That's a
very fair.
This is the fairest ending, I think, of any episode bracket, ever had.
Respect to all gentlemen involved. I'm going to shake everyone's hand when we get out of here. Yeah,
I have no
take our hats off.
Shake everyone's hand. They play Bowman after this on addictinggames.com.
Rudy's going to be hard as a rock.
Yeah, Rudy's going to grab an Uber home and just get hard.
When Shay's not here, he's our resident boner guy, essentially. Here.
Does anyone get a random boner when you're fucking?
Yeah. All right, so the winner of episode 67, Most Addictive Non-Drug Things, is binging a TV show. We will see you guys next week.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.